Close your eyes. Feel the gentle breeze upon your skin. Feel the warm sun upon your face. Feel the calm tranquility and peace that surrounds you. Hear the waves gently splashing on the shore. Slowly, you realize you are lying on an unspoilt sandy beach. The solitude and privacy is most welcoming. The relaxation and utter surrender to the moment is just blissful. You take a moment to enjoy this peace. After a while, you remember that there was something you wanted to do. You remember that you had intended to move into an out-of-body state and explore the wonders of the fifth dimension. As you lie upon the beach, you feel the duality of two aspects of self. There is the physical you, with eyes closed, following a guided meditation. There is the imagination body, the thought self, lying upon the beach in a state of blissful relaxation. You allow yourself to assimilate this dualistic reality that you feel. After a while, you begin to feel a third aspect of self. You understand that you are now perceiving within the trilocation of three aspects of self. The third self resides within the imagination body thought self that is lying on the beach. This aspect of self begins to rise above the imagination body thought self. You allow yourself to assimilate this trilocation that you feel. Your consciousness and awareness naturally moves to the third self, the astral body, and you realize that this body is located within the fifth dimension. You are as aware of the merge between dimensions as you are of the merge between your bodies, the three aspects of self. The physical self in the third dimension, the imagination body thought self lying on the beach in the fourth dimension, the astral body floating above the imagination body thought self in the fifth dimension. You hold three points of perspective. You allow yourself, once again, time to assimilate this tri-location experience. The astral self can choose wherever it wishes to go. It can choose which reality, dimension, or time frame that it desires to experience. The astral body, your consciousness, can create the imagery of the landscape by pure thought, pure will, and pure emotion. You feel the freedom and the abundance of creativity that perceiving from this aspect of self brings you. You visualize a meadow of violet flowers, and you will your astral aspect to glide down and stand within the meadow. You are aware that your imagination body thought self is lying on the beach. You allow your awareness to reside fully within the astral body, fifth dimensional aspect, and you take that one point of perspective as you stand within the meadow. Creation here, in this place, is at your fingertips. Your thoughts create your reality. Your thoughts are the tools of magic. Your thoughts are the seeds of manifestation. With that thought, you decide upon creating a dwelling place within this meadow. You picture a dwelling place, a beautiful, perfect, dream dwelling. This dwelling appears before you just as you picture it. You turn to look at another section of the meadow. You imagine the ideal transportation. With a wave of your hand, this mode of transportation becomes available to you. You turn to look at another section of the meadow. You imagine the person you most wish to be with right now. With a wave of your hand, this person appears before you. Your creativity is boundless. Your creativity is limitless. Your creativity is infinite. You decide to glide upwards into a cloud. You decide to call this cloud the cloud of manifestation. You feel the energy of the cloud all around you. It feels warm, comforting, and safe. Whilst your astral body is enveloped within the cloud, you decide that you will change the landscape. You decide that the meadow containing the dwelling place, mode of transportation, and the person you most want to be with has shifted into another part of the fifth dimension. You decide that the landscape below the cloud of manifestation is an ocean. A warm, inviting ocean of calm, peaceful waters. You glide down from the cloud of manifestation and gently lower yourself into the ocean. With confidence and a knowing that you are in your astral body, that you are the master of your reality at all times, knowing that you will be able to breathe perfectly and deeply within this magical astral ocean, you allow yourself to swim down under the waters. You can breathe in these astral waters. And you can see very clearly in these waters. The sun shines down upon this magical ocean, and you feel the sun's warmth beneath the waters. Brightly coloured fish swim past you. Small fish, large fish, all colours of the rainbow. They are beautiful. You feel safe in their presence. You feel healed by their presence. They beam towards you a feeling of acceptance and love. You take some time to feel the safety of the waters and to feel the loving, accepting energy of the rainbow-colored fish. After a while, you decide you will float upwards back into your cloud of manifestation. You move upwards, out of the waters, above the ocean, and you glide into your cloud of manifestation once again. You feel the energy of the cloud of manifestation all around you. It feels warm, comforting, and safe. Whilst your astral body is enveloped within the cloud, you decide you will change the landscape. You decide that the ocean containing the rainbow-colored fish has shifted into another part of the fifth dimension. You decide that the landscape below the cloud of manifestation is a lush green forest. You glide down from the cloud of manifestation and gently land in the lush green forest. You are surrounded by beautiful trees. The trees form a canopy above you. The sunlight shines through the canopy of trees, creating beautiful beams of light all around you. You decide to call a guide of light into your reality. With a wave of your hand, a beautiful woman appears before you. She is wearing a long white robe. Her hair is woven with leaves. She wears an emerald necklace. "I am the Green Lady," she introduces herself. You decide that you have a question for the Green Lady. "May I ask you a question?" you ask her. The Green Lady nods. You ask your question. The Green Lady hands you a basket. The basket is covered with a green cloth. "You will find the answer you are looking for in the basket," she says. You thank the Green Lady, and she slowly fades and disappears. You remove the green cloth from the basket to find an object inside. This object is the answer to your question. You know that you have plenty of time to analyze this object and its meaning in relation to your question. You know that you can return to this forest anytime you choose. You know that you can return to the cloud of manifestation anytime you choose. You know that you can return to the meadow or the ocean anytime you choose. You know that you can manifest any landscape you choose when traveling within your astral body in the fifth dimension. You decide you will float upwards back into your cloud of manifestation. You leave the forest and you float upwards through the canopy of trees and into your cloud of manifestation. You feel the energy of the cloud all around you. It feels warm, comforting, and safe. Whilst your astral body is enveloped within the cloud, you decide to see if you can still feel the sensation of bilocation. Whilst retaining the awareness of your astral body enveloped within the cloud of manifestation, you draw your awareness into your imagination body, thought self, lying on the beach. you feel the simultaneous duality of the two aspects of self. The astral body, enveloped in the cloud of manifestation, and the imagination body thought self lying on the beach. You are aware of bilocation. You are aware of the fourth, fifth dimensional merge. You take some time to feel this sensation of bilocation. After a while, you decide to see if you can still feel the sensation of trilocation. Whilst retaining the awareness of your astral body enveloped within the cloud of manifestation and your imagination body, thought self lying on the beach, you draw your awareness into your physical body, eyes closed, in meditation. You feel the simultaneous three points of perspective within these three aspects of self. You feel the astral body enveloped within the cloud of manifestation. You feel the imagination body, thought self, lying on the beach. And you feel the physical body, eyes closed, in meditation. You are aware of trilocation. You are aware of the third, fourth, fifth dimensional merge. You take some time to feel this sensation of trilocation. After a while, you draw your awareness back into the single point of perspective of your astral body enveloped within the cloud of manifestation. You decide that the landscape below the cloud of manifestation has changed. You decide that below the cloud of manifestation is the unspoilt and sandy beach where your imagination body thought self is lying. You glide down to hover above your imagination body thought self. You slowly move back into your imagination body thought self and merge with it. You are lying on a sandy beach. You feel the gentle breeze upon your skin. You feel the warm sun upon your face. You feel the calm, tranquility, and peace that surrounds you. You hear the waves gently splashing on the shore. You bring your awareness to your physical body, and once again, you feel the duality of your imagination body thought self lying on the beach and your physical body, eyes closed in meditation. You allow your awareness to move more and more into your physical body. Your awareness moves into your head, your shoulders, and neck. Your awareness moves into your arms, hands, and fingers. Your awareness moves to your torso. You begin to move into the one point of perspective, that of your physical self. You feel your awareness naturally move to your legs and your toes. You wiggle your toes. Your awareness now resides fully in the physical body. And when you are ready, only when you are ready, you open your eyes.